Here at the Wyffels Corn Strategies 2011 in Dixon, Illinois, I'm speaking with Bob Jackson, who is product development manager with Wyffels and kind of the one in charge of coming up with the new hybrids that are out there for Wyffels Corn Hybrids. And so what is new this year, Bob?
You know, we have a great new lineup of a lot of new products. We released 12 new products this last year, and from all maturities we're selling in. So there's kind of like a new hybrid for everybody, any one of our customers, whether they're in southern Minnesota or southern Illinois. There's something new for one of the customers.
Well, you always come up with new things. What are you looking for when you're breeding?
You know, when we're looking for new hybrids, it's the things that make the farmers more money. So that means more bushels. It means better standing products, things that have better plant health so they can, you know, stand longer in the season. So, you know, it's always about trying to bring our customers more revenue. That's what we're after.
So how many hybrids do you have right now?
That's a tough question. You know, when I first started 20 years ago, we had 12 hybrids for the whole lineup. It was a great thing to be. And we ballooned up here about 10 years ago to about 130 different hybrids with lots of different multiple traits. Things are getting easier now, and I believe we're down in the 60s of hybrid traits and families. So, like I said, it's, of course, for the whole maturity group. But in any one area, there's about five hybrids that we kind of focus on for that particular area that are that our seed reps look at and have for their customers really to offer.
Well, what is the coverage area for Wyffels Corn Hybrids? All the entire corn growing part of the country?
No, we're really focused on what we call the center of the Corn Belt, the Illinois and Iowa. So we sell a little bit of bleed over into southern Minnesota. We bleed into Nebraska a little bit, into Indiana. Sell also in Kentucky and in a little bit of Missouri. But our main focus and research is to look at those 25 to 40 million acres of corn in Illinois and Iowa. So,
why does it work so well for Wyffels Corn Hybrids to really specialize in corn?
Well, that's all we do. We only look at corn, and we don't have to worry about chemicals or soybeans. And so our focus is truly on corn. And we're also only looking for our maturity group. We're not trying to look for corn that's going to work well in northern Minnesota or in Texas. We've developed things that can work there, but what we're really focused on is just where we have our dealer network and where we're looking to, and we can reach and touch customers.
Well, here in Dixon, Illinois, you've got, have you got all of the hybrids planted around here?
I don't think the entire lineup is in here, but a good portion of them. So this would be the maturity group from about 102 or 3 day down to about 112. Our earlier part of the lineup, we do have things that are sub 100, so in the 98, 97 for those things in southern Minnesota. And then there's fuller season things for southern Illinois that we don't have here as well.
Well, beyond the fact that you had a pretty strong windstorm come through here, the corn looks pretty good here.
Yeah, you know, I think it looks a lot better, and in two more days it's even going to look a lot better. Things are coming back up. This area that got hit from eastern Iowa, clear across Illinois into Indiana, Ohio, the wind gust I was hearing was 120 mile an hour in some spots, and you know, when you get that type of winds, things are really going to suffer, and the corn's at such a vulnerable stage right now. But after a couple days, things do start to coming back up. So,
this event that we're having here, the Corn Strategies, seems like it's something after several years of doing it that the growers in these areas in Iowa and Illinois really look forward to, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's a day away from their daily operations, a day to think about their business, think about their livelihood, and not have to worry about what am I going to be doing today, or my employees and what are they doing. And so it's a day to get away and think. And, you know, this isn't high pressure selling that's going on here. This is more about educating them on the other aspects of their business. So I think they look forward to it. Also a good time to just network with other growers and talk to people in different areas that they sometimes don't get to do.
Thank you very much. Here at the Wyffels Corn Strategies 2011 in Dixon, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.